A stone struck one of the ravens. It fell to the ground.
"Oh, no!" cried Annie.
The grown-ups pulled their children inside. Doors slammed and shutters closed. Annie dashed to the fallen bird and knelt beside it. Jack and Teddy hurried over to Annie and the fallen bird. The bird was crouching, slightly spreading its wings. Its head was bowed as it made low squeaking sounds. One of its tail feathers was bent.
"Coo, coo,"
Teddy said loudly. He looked at Jack.
"I once journeyed to the Isle of Birds to study their language," he said. "I learned a bit of dove, but no raven."
"Don't worry," said Jack. "Annie talks to birds and animals in her own language."
"I'm sorry for what they did to you," Annie said softly to the raven.
She stroked its silky black head.
"What's your name?"
"Rock,"
the raven croaked.
"Rock? Your name is Rock?" said Annie.
"Rock, Rock,"
croaked the raven.
"See, I told you," Jack said to Teddy.
"Rock, they were afraid of you for some reason," Annie said.
Rock made soft bell-like sounds.
"Krong, krong."
"Yes, that's why they knocked you out of the sky," said Annie. "One of your tail feathers is bent, but your wings don't seem hurt."
Rock fluttered his long black wings. He took a few feeble steps.
"Go on, Rock," Annie coaxed. "You can do it."
The raven flapped his wings again.
"Quack,"
he croaked. He lifted off the ground.
"Great," said Annie, clapping.
Rock flapped his wings. He glided up into the twilight. He swooped with ease back down to Annie.
"Caw, caw,"
he called as if thanking her.
"Be careful, Rock," Annie shouted.
They all waved as the raven sailed off into the sky. Annie smiled at Jack and Teddy.
"He was really nice," she said.
"Indeed he was," said Teddy. "I think your gentle words were healing to him."
"I wonder why the people here are so afraid of ravens," said Annie.
"Yeah," said Jack. "And what was that stuff about ghosts?"
"Ghosts?" said Teddy. He smiled. "You needn't fear ghosts if you're with me."
Jack shrugged. "I'm not really afraid," he said.
"Not afraid?" said a feeble voice.
Jack, Annie, and Teddy whirled around.
An old woman stood in the dark doorway of a cottage. She leaned forward. In a cracked voice, she said,
"Where is the girl who spins wool into thread? Where are the boys who play chess before bed? Where is the hound who waits to be fed?"
The old woman stared at them with a fearful look in her eyes. Then she stepped back into her cottage and closed her door. A shiver went up Jack's spine.
"That was strange," he said.
"She must have been old Maggie who worked at the castle," said Annie. "I wonder what she was talking about."
"I don't know," said Teddy. Then he grinned. "But she was good at rhyming, eh?"
Jack nodded.
"Indeed she was," he said softly. "Let's hurry along," said Teddy. "Night comes fast upon us."
Leaving the cottages behind, the three hurried on in the gathering dark. They left the village and followed the path through the woods. Teddy held up his lantern to light their way. The wind blew the branches of the trees, making them whisper in the chilly autumn night. When they finally came out of the woods, they all gasped in wonder.
"Oh, man," said Jack.
Towering before them in the moonlight were the walls of a huge stone castle.